This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly 1,000 last-ditch Ukrainian fighters who had held out inside Mariupol's pulverized steel plant have surrendered, Russia said Wednesday, as the battle that turned the city into a worldwide symbol of defiance and suffering drew toward a close. The Ukrainian fighters who emerged from the ruined Azovstal steelworks after being ordered by their military to abandon the last stronghold of resistance in the now flattened port city face an uncertain fate. Some were taken by the Russians to a formal penal colony in a territory controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. While Ukraine said it hopes to get the soldiers back in a prisoner swap, Russia threatened to put some of them on trial for war crimes. As a 21-year-old Russian soldier faces the first war crime trial since Moscow invaded Ukraine, and he's pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin could get life in prison for shooting a 62-year-old Ukrainian man in the head through an open car window in the southeast of Ukraine on February 28, 4 days into the invasion. Ukraine's prosecutor general previously said her office was readying war crimes cases against 41 Russian soldiers for offences that included bombing civilian infrastructure, killing civilians, rape and looting. It's not immediately clear how many of the suspects are in Ukrainian hands and how many will be tried in absentia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On the diplomatic front, Finland and Sweden could become members of NATO in a matter of months, though objections from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threaten to disrupt things. Turkey accuses the two countries of harboring Kurdish militants and others it considers a threat to security. This is VOA News.